apologize in advance for my voice, but I hope you'll be able to hear me. I'd like to talk about a topic that relates somewhat to Hilchos Chanukah and somewhat to Hilchos Brachos, the sugya, the mesechta that the yeshiva is learning. And that is the question that has puzzled many. And that is, why is it that we make the bracha of Me'in Shalosh, be it Al HaMichya, Al HaEitz, Al HaGefen, we don't add a few words to relate to the Me'in HaMa'ora of Chanukah? We know that if you look into any Siddur, that if you say an Al HaMichya, for example, on Shabbos, so at a certain point in the bracha, just before you coming toward the end, Ki Atah Hashem Tov Meitiv Lakol, we add a few words, so it is on Yantif and on Rosh Chodesh as well. And yet we don't have any mention on Chanukah, or for that matter on Purim, of Me'ein HaMa'ora during the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh that we say after Chameshes Minei Dagon, or after Shivas Aminim, or after wine. Why is that? This is in fact Paskin Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ches. The Reish Ches deals with the bracha Me'ein Shalosh. Sif Yud Beis, Maskirin Ba Me'ein HaMa'ora, B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, V'Rosh Chodesh, Avalo B'Chanuka U'Purim. So, before we begin to offer an answer or two to this question, it may be helpful to get some background about the basis for the recitation of Al HaNisim in general, in Tefillah, in Birchas HaMazon, and then the basis for inserting anything in the bracha Me'in Shalosh as we do on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yantif. So the source for saying Al HaNisim is, of course, the sugya in Shabbos that discusses Nyanei Chanukah. So first, there's a mention of Al HaNisim, according to Rashi at least, with regard to Tefillah. And that is that the Gemara tells us initially the story of Chanukah and the Kviyus, the establishing of the day, the Yantif of Chanukah. The Gemara tells us, after telling us the story that the Braisa tells us, the Braisa concludes, L'shon Acheres, Kiva'um v'asalum yamim tovim b'hala v'hoda. As a result of the miracle of the light that burned for 8 days, they established yamim, these days as yamim tovim b'hala v'hoda. So Rashi explains that this means, Likros halal v'lomar al hanisim b'hoda. So when the Gemara tells us the Hoda, it's a reference to Al HaNisim that we say in Tefillah. So that means that Al HaNisim in Tefillah is part of the Takana of the Yantif of Chanukah. This is Al HaNisim in Tefillah. How do I know this is only about Tefillah? Because Al HaNisim in Birchas HaMazon comes up a few blocks later, where the Gemara raises the question, actually. Does one say Al HaNisim in Birchas HaMazon or not? So the Gemara presents two sides to this question. On the one hand, Kevin de Midrabanan hu, Lomad Kirinan. This is Chanukah is only the Rabbanan, so there's no need to mention the Birchas HaMazon, or Dilma Mishum Pesume Nisa Mad Kirinan. Or perhaps because of Pesume Nisa, we should mention Al HaNisim in benching. Now, there's different ways to learn the Gemara's question. What are two tzedakim of the Gemara? On the one hand, Midrabanan, not mentioning it. On the other hand, it's Pesume Nisa. Rashi learns it as follows. The whole question is only Birchas HaMazon, Rashi says. B'tfila pshitalan, shari lahalu lahoda nikva'u, kedamrinan la'el. So Rashi right away tells us, l'shitaso, as he mentions before, that when it says in the Braisa quoted earlier in the Gemara, kiva'um asam yom tovim bahalu bahoda, that means to recite Al HaNisim in Tefillah. So therefore we know Al HaNisim should be said in Tefillah as part of the Takana of the Yantif of Chanukah. The question is, what about Birchas HaMazon? Should we say it's the Rabbanan, so we don't mention in Birchas HaMazon? Or should we say that Pesume Nisa warrants saying in Birchas HaMazon as well? The Gemara comes out, after raising this question, that indeed one may say Al HaNisim in Birchas HaMazon, and if he does so, he should say it in the bracha of Nodelecha, as is our practice, in the bracha of Hoda, just like as we find in Tefillah that we say it in bracha of Modim. So this is the extent of Al HaNisim in Birchas HaMazon. Tosus has a way of understanding the Gemara's question, slightly different than Rashi. Why is it obvious in Tefillah more than Birchas HaMazon, says Tosus? Because Tefillah can also be done b'tzibur. And when you have tefillah b'tzibur with a quorum of a minyan or more, so there's obvious persumei nisa. And therefore, it's clear that one should say al nisa mitfilah. Apparently, once it's said in tefillah b'tzibur, so we're not going to distinguish between tefillah b'yachid, tefillah b'tzibur, tefillah by and large is done b'tzibur. However, birchas hamazon shebebayis, so even if you have a mezumin or so, but it's not a public expression of birchas hamazon, it's really a private affair. Therefore, maybe we shouldn't have the takana of pirsumi of alanisim. So that's the question. Or maybe still we should have pirsumi nisa there as well, even though it's not the same level pirsumi nisa as that of tefillah. This is how Tosis raises the question. Again, either way, you have the Gemara concluding that eino chayiv lahaskir v'imba lahaskir, then he should do so in the bracha of no delicha. From the Rambam, it's clear. The Rambam, it's interesting. The Rambam paskins that you say al anisim in tefillah. He says it in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tefillah that you should say al anisim in Birchas Hamazon. The Rambam brings down in Perek Beis of Hilchos Brachos, not where we expect in Hilchos Chanukah. Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam doesn't mention al anisim not in Birchas Hamazon, nor in tefillah. It's interesting. Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, in Tuf Reish Pei Beis, it's mentioned to say al anisim in tefillah and also to say in Birchas Hamazon. But from the Rambam, one can certainly be medayik that the whole recitation of al anisim, even in tefillah, is not part and parcel of the takana of Chanukah, but rather what we'd call me'ein hama'ora, to mention al anisim as part of the bracha that we're making anyway, the tefillah that we're saying anyway. We also associate the day, the time of the year that we're in. This is, again, the Gemara about Al-Anisim in Tefillah and Al-Anisim in Birchas Hamazon. What about the idea of Me'ein Shalosh and adding anything to Me'ein Shalosh? So the Sugya Me'ein Shalosh, as you all know, is toward the end of the sixth parak of Brachas. And there's actually a discussion in Tosfos based on the Yerushalmi. The Gemara never says in Talmud Bavli that you should add anything in Me'ein Shalosh, be it on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, whatever. The Gemara just gives us the nusach of the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh. But in Tosfos here in Daf Mem Dalet, Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi, and interesting, from the Rambam. Tosfos quotes the Rambam. B'sefer Hamaimoni, Matzvich Lahaskir Ba Me'ein Hamaora B'Shabbos V'Yontif, V'Chein Mashma B'Yerushalmi. So the Rambam paskins that you add on Shabbos and Yontif. Interesting, the Ram doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh, but he mentions Shabbos and Yontif. Me'ein Hama'ora in Me'ein Shalosh. Says Tosas, so does Yerushalmi say. Says Tosas, Umiyu lo no'agu ha'olam kein. Okay, in Tosas times, before the Shulchan Aruch was printed, right, the minhag was not to say anything extra in the Me'ein Shalosh. Tosas says, V'yacholios mashmaskirin Me'ein Hama'ora v'hanu davka b'yameyem should begin with Kvar Ayayin v'mir Paris. Therefore today ha'idna lo kavi. In any event, Tosas tells us that the Minhag Olam is not to do it, but Yerushalmi says to do it. Because Yerushalmi says to do it, the Rush and the Tur paskin, that one should say it when? On Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, according to the Tur, and on Yontif. So we have here the basic background of al anisim in tefillah, al anisim in Birchas Hamazon, and the in Shalosh that you add when you add. Let's come back to the question. So why do we say, why does it say in Shulchan Aruch Reish Ches and also the Tur in Reish Ches that we only add in Me'ein Shalosh on Shabbos, Yontif, and as the Tur says on Rosh Chodesh, but doesn't mention Chanukah Purim? So if you look in the Mishneh Berurah, there are many, many explanations, many ideas that have been mentioned over the centuries. Mishneh Berurah quotes what the Gra says in Shulchan Aruch. Mishneh Berurah says, why not add? Because, he says, the only reason that we say al anisim in Birchas Hamazon on Chanukah is only because of minhag. Because the way the Gemara is masma in Shabbos, it's in balahaskir, then you say it in Hodah. But it's not really an absolute chiyuv, unlike tefillah, which is considered an absolute chiyuv, either for Rashi's reason, as we said, or Tosa's reason, because Pesumi Nisa is greater, whatever the reason is, it's not the same level chiyuv when it comes to Birchas Hamazon to say al anisim. And therefore, since the minhag was only to do it Birchas Hamazon, so that was where the minhag was, and therefore don't go beyond that which people did it. People did it only in Birchas Hamazon, as the Gemara comes out. That is what the Mishneh Berurah brings from the Gra. But again, at the end of the day, it doesn't sound like it's that compelling a reason. After all, for example, the Rambam doesn't seem to say that it's a minhag. The Rambam brings Al Hanisim and Birchas Hamazon as sounds like it's a chiyuv. Shulchan Aruch as well. Furthermore, what are you going to do with Purim? There's a machlokes achronim actually between Magen Avraham and Yaakov Emden, whether the Al Hanisim of Purim might actually be a chiyuv. What makes Purim different than Chanukah, as we know? Chanukah, there's point to many, most shittas, there's no chiyuv suda. Maybe there's a shame suda mitzvah, maybe not. But there's certainly no chiyuv suda on Chanukah, and Purim there is a chiyuv mishta b'simcha. Therefore, Rav Yaakov Emden says that Al HaNisim is a chiyuv and should repeat Birchas HaMazon on Purim if you didn't say Al HaNisim on Purim in Sudas Purim. So what's the Gra going to say over there? Why not then say Me'ein Shalosh on Purim, add Al HaNisim Me'ein Shalosh? Okay, so there are possibilities raised. Maybe Me'ein Shalosh is not the Oraisa. We all know it's not so simple. There are many Rishonim, we've learned Kesem Mevarchin, who say the Me'ein Shalosh is the Oraisa, so it won't work according to those Rishonim. All kinds of ideas have been mentioned. I want to share with you the famous Vort that people attribute to Rav Chaim. The truth of the matter is, it's not Rav Chaim's Vort himself, although it's become known as Rav Chaim's Teretz. It turns out that it was mentioned first by a Sefer Minchas Ani, which there is a Chubas Minchas Ani of the Aruch HaNer, but I don't mean the Aruch HaNer, but this was a Yid in Europe, published in Varsha, Sheos Chubas Minchas Ani, Rav Sinai Sapir. Don't know more about him, but you can certainly look it up if you wish. It's in the preserve section of the library downstairs, but I'm sure they'd be gracious enough to bring it up for you, as they did for me, to Xerox the tshuva. Simon Beis, tshuva Beis in Minchas Ani. And this is really Rav Chaim's, what people say is Rav Chaim's teretz. Apparently it was said over to Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim liked it. Even the Brisker Rav said that he doesn't think Rav Chaim said it, but Rav Chaim said it over. It finds itself in many other achronim who said it as well. Rav Reuven Margolius has it in his Hashlamas to Aruch Chaim, and the Aruch HaNer, who is an editor of periodical called Shomer Tzion HaNeman, has it published over there, and so on and so forth. It's out there. Whatever it is, it's the Vart that people say from Rav Chaim, and that is the following. It's based on a comment of Rabbeinu Yonah on a Gemara in Brachos regarding Havineinu. What is Havineinu? We know that certain times, in Shittas in the Gemara, whether one can do this on a regular basis, but you can abridge the middle Brachos of Bakasha, of Shemona Esrei, into one long Bracha. That touches base with all of the Brachos, beginning with Atachonein, all the way through Shemea Tefillah, and you have one Chasima on all that is mentioned in the one Bracha. So there's a shorter Shemona Esrei, Gimel Rishonos, Gimel Achronos, but instead of all the 12 or 13 brachas in the middle, you have one long bracha called Havineinu. Havineinu is the first word that relates to the theme of Deya, corresponding to Atachonin, and so on and so forth. That's the Gemara in the fourth parak in Brachas. The Gemara tells us, the Chav Tes in Brachas, that if a person wants to say Havineinu all year round, he may do so. However, one time he can't do it, and that is Motzei Shabbos. Why can't he say Havineinu Motzei Shabbos, says the Gemara? Because on Motzei Shabbos, you have to add something in the bracha of Atachonantanu, in the bracha Atachonai, namely, you have to add Atachonantanu, which is talking about Havdalah. Since you have to say Havdalah B'chonin Adas, therefore, you won't be able to say Havineinu Motzei Shabbos because you have to say Atachonantanu, and therefore, you can't do both. The Gemara asks the obvious question, why not simply add a few words in Havineinu, and say, after begin Havineinu, just add a few words that relate to the theme of Havdalah. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, Hamavli Kodesh Uchol, and go on from there. So you added Hamavli Kodesh Uchol, right? After the word Havineinu. Kasha. Kasha always means that the din is true, but we have a question that the Gemara doesn't bother to give us a teretz to. Meanwhile, the din is that, obviously, for whatever reason, that's not sufficient. Why not? What's the teretz to the kash? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the teretz is that Havineinu, let me read you the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, because people say it over sometimes different ways, but Rabbeinu Yonah says it pretty clearly. says maybe the answer to Gemara's question is the following. Efshalom, tam bedav, the mishum hachi lo tkinu me'ein havdala, mipnei shahavdala ein abracha bifnei atzma. Havdala is not a bracha by itself. Ela sha'anu kolim osa bebirchas atachonin. Havdala is not its own bracha. Havdala is only an expansion on the bracha of Chon Hadas that you add the nusach of atachonatana. V'im hayu omrim me'ein havdala. If you do a me'ein havdala, you abbreviate havdala in within the larger havineinu bracha haya nireh shahavdala hi bracha bifnei atzma. That would make convey the impression that havdala is its own entity of a bracha. Kevin says kinu me'ein havdala k'mo shetiknu me'ein shah brachas. Ad kan Rabbeinu Yonah. In other words, havineinu goes through bracha after bracha after bracha. Every phrase of Avineinu corresponds to a bracha Shmon Esrei. If you're going to add the words Hamav B'Kol Shulchol afterwards Avineinu, that would convey the sense that the Nusach Havdalah is its own bracha. And we don't want to create that false impression, because after all, Atachonatanu is nothing more than an expansion of an existing bracha. It's not an independent bracha, never is. Therefore, one does not, cannot simply add Hamav B'Kol Shulchol in Avineinu. Ad kan Rabbeinu Yonah. So now, the truth is, we have perhaps a solution at first glance to the issue at hand. In other words, Al HaNisim is not its own bracha, right? It's just an expansion of the bracha of Modin. We add Al HaNisim. So you don't add for Al HaNisim for Chanukah Purim. But wait a second. What about what we do add? Tosis brings him to Yerushalmi. We add for Shabbos. We add for Yontif. According to the Torah, we add for Rosh Chodesh. So, same question. We don't have a separate bracha for Shabbos, for Yontif, for Rosh Chodesh. We have simply Yalav Yavo, or Ritzei, which is part of an existing bracha. So the same dilemma as Rabbeinu Yonah. In other words, Me'ein Shalosh is, after all, like Havineinu in a sense. Everything in Me'ein Shalosh is coming to abbreviate, to create a one long bracha for the many different brachas of benching. But you never have, you don't have a separate bracha for Ritzei or for Yalav Yavo, for Yontif. The Teretz is, there actually is a Gemara that tells us that it's possible to have a separate bracha that you will say, rather than Ritzei, but you'll have a separate bracha on Shabbos, on Yesudas Shabbos. And so would it be on Rosh Chodesh, and so would it be on Yontif. This is a Gemara in Brachas in the seventh paragraph, and Daf Mem Tes. And it's cited in Shulchan Aruch as well. And that is the following. What happens if a person finishes a bracha Bona Yerushalayim and now suddenly realizes that I forgot to say Ritzei, or I forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and now he has not yet begun, or is, you know, he's not really begun the next bracha? What he should do at that point is to recite a special bracha Keneged Shabbos. This is cited in Kuf Peches, in Sif Hey, in Sif Avav rather, Tav, V'lo Hizkir Shal Shabbos. Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shenasan Shabbosus Limnucha La'amo Yisrael Be'ava La'os Ulebris Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. That is the bracha that you say if you finish Bnei Yerushalayim Amen, did not start the next bracha. Im Tavu Hizkir Shal Yontif Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shenasan Yom Min Tomu Yisrael Lisasan Lisimcha Es Yom Chag Ploni Azeh Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael Ve'azmani. And if it's Yontif and Shabbos, then he gives you a nusach for that as well. And if it's Rosh Chodesh, there's also a nusach for Rosh Chodesh, although it's not as simple with Rosh Chodesh because there may not be a chasima, which makes the issue a little more delicate. But keeping it simple, so we have a special halacha that at times one can actually have a separate bracha for Shabbos besides the regular brachas of benching, a separate bracha for Yontif as well. Again, when is this? Only if you haven't begun the next bracha. If you've begun the next bracha, it's not so simple. Mishnah works out the various scenarios, just so you should know halacha l'maisa, because this could come up. And I would highly recommend, if the time will come, yes, you have to pick benchers for a special occasion, you should try to find the benchers that have the nusach for one who forgot Ritzei Yalav Yavo. Because this way, if you're in a situation like that, and you don't have a Mishnah Berurah handy or Shulchan Aruch handy, you have the bracha in front of you, because it's not a bracha that people usually remember by heart. Some benches have it, many do not. So, namely, the Mishnah Berurah works out the cases for us. If a person would obviously remember right before he starts anything of the fourth bracha, clearly he says what the Gemara tells us, and Shulchan Aruch tells us, the bracha that relates to Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Yontif. Let's say you begin Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you realized that you have in Sevet Seyal V'Yavo. So then there's still something you can do to allow yourself to say something in lieu of Ritzei. What do you say then? Baruch Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Kufites and Tillin. So therefore, you haven't really started the next bracha, and then you can simply say the bracha for in lieu of Ritzei, in lieu of Yal V'Yavo. Question comes up, what if you said Baruch Hashem, Okein Melcha Olam, and thinking that you're going to continue with, right, the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, right? So that was your intention in the psicha of this new bracha. Now, can you use those six words, now that you realize that you should have said Ritzei, as now the bracha that the Gemara warrants in the case that you forgot Ritzei? Can you be mamshech, therefore, with Shenasan Shabbos Eschemnucha? That's a big shaila here in the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Chayyadim that says you can do it. The Bi'ar Lacha is not so happy with this. It's a big chiddush, because in a sense, you clearly Messiah Das from the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim, so maybe now you no longer can tie in to that bracha with this bracha of in lieu of Ritzei, because clearly you're thinking in terms of the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv. Bracha Hashem din chukecha is obviously different because that stands alone. But if a real bracha that your intention was not to connect to bracha Bani Yerushalayim, maybe it's not good enough, so he leaves it as a tzarech iyun. A kopan, these are halachas that surely you should be familiar with. Coming back to the question over here. So now, says, again, Rav Sinai Sapir and all the other Achronim and Rav Chaim who like this pshat, that answers exactly why we can add in Me'ein Shalosh for Shabbos and for Yontif, and perhaps for Rosh Chodesh as well. Because according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you can only add if there's what you're going to add corresponds to a bracha. So therefore, Havineinu, you can't add for Havdalah. And therefore, in Me'ein Shalosh, you can't add for Al HaNisim, because you never have a separate bracha for Al HaNisim. You only have Al HaNisim as an addition to an existing bracha. However, when it comes to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, we have a paradigm for a separate bracha, namely the case that the Gemara discusses. We forgot, and then after you finish Bnei Yerushalayim, you remembered. And therefore, because you can have the possibility of a bracha, separate bracha for the inyan of Shabbos, for the inyan of Yontif, for the inyan of Rosh Chodesh, therefore it's okay to add in the bracha Me'ein Shalosh the addition for Shabbos, for Yontif, for Rosh Chodesh. We can understand why there was a minig in the time of Tosfos not to do it, perhaps, because after all, in a normal situation, you're not going to have a separate bracha. This is what the Sefer Minchas Ani points out. Therefore, the fact that there might be a case that you have it, it's not sufficient. Why does the minhag now become based on the Yerushalmi to say it? Because you have occasions where it is koveh bracha la'atzmo, given the fact that there is a possibility of having a separate bracha, therefore you can allow the addition within Me'ein Shalosh to correspond to such a bracha because it exists in theory and occasionally in practice. This idea explains something else which is quite interesting. If you think about it, where do you insert the addition of Ritzei Vachlitzeinu in Me'ein Shalosh, or the addition of Zachrinu Tovim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, or whatever the Nusach is for Yontif, Mosidurim have a Samchenu B'Yom Ploni Hazeh. When do you add it? Think about the Nusach of Me'ein Shalosh. We talk about Rachim Hashem Yisrael Mach Mishraim Rachim Tzim Mishkan Kodacha V'Amos Bechacha V'Ali Cholacha. So we already mentioned the conclusion of the bracha of Nei Yerushalayim, right? Ki ato Hashem tov meitiv akol is now hatov ha-meitiv. Where do we add the addition of Me'ein HaMa'ora in Me'ein Shalosh? Right before Ki ato Hashem tov meitiv akol. After Bonei Yerushalayim. Hashi is, if you're doing it just like you're doing benching, where do you say Ritzei Yal V'Yavo? Before you say Bnei Yerushalayim, not after. So we should say, Rach, I sell Marush Chaim, Tzim, Mishkam, Yom, Zbechacha, Vali, Cholecha, Utzei, Vach, we say, Nubi, Yom, Shabbos, Azeh, Uvnei Yerushalayim, and continue like you were doing benching. Why do we wait until after we finish Uvnei Yerushalayim before we start Kiyat Hashem Tov Meitiv HaKol? According to this Mahalach, it's beautiful. Because the only reason that we can justify adding this in Me'ein Shalosh is because of the scenario given in the Gemara where one forgot until after he finished the bracha, so now it's koveh bracha la'atzmo. That's why that's the place in Me'ein Shalosh that we relate to that theme of Me'ein HaMa'ora, because that's where we would have otherwise said it as a separate bracha invention. All this is again in the Sefer that we mentioned, Minchas Ani, and all in the Svarim that quoted the Grach, the same idea. There's something else that also gets answered with this. That is the actual Nusach on Yantif. What does one say when he adds on Yantif in Me'en HaMa'ora? So if you open a Siddur or a Bencher, I think pretty much across the board you'll see the Nusach is V'samchenu V'yom Ploni Hazeh. If it's Shabbos, it's Ritzei V'achriseinu. If it's Rish Chodesh, it's V'zachreinu L'tova. Maybe on Rosh Hashanah also V'zachreinu. But on Yom Tov Shagolim, if it's Samchenu V'yom Chag Sukkos Hazeh, whatever it is. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Mishnah Berurah for that matter, here where it's cited in Reish Ches, they mention V'zachreinu B'yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, V'zachreinu. Now, at first glance, who's right? And if you look in the Beis Yosef on the tour, he quotes from the Tashbetz to say V'zachreinu, whatever day it is, V'zachreinu. And that's what Mishnah Berurah assumes as well, V'zachreinu. But if you look in the tour himself, the tour has V'samchenu. And that's how I think common practice is, to say V'samchenu. Now, who's right in theory? Who should be right? So if you're saying this addition in lieu of Yalav V'yavo, in Yalav V'yavo, let's say, in Shol Shugolim, you never say V'samchenu. It's always Zachreinu Hashem Bo'atova. So it should be V'zachreinu, just like in Yalav V'yavo. But the answer is, why do you say V'samchenu? Because what's the nusach if you forget Yalav V'yavo and Yantif? What's the nusach? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Hashem Nasan Yomim Tovim Yisrael Isasan L'Simcha. So it mentions Simcha in the bracha that you'd say separate for Yantif. Therefore, if you say V'samchenu, k'neged the case where you were forgetting the Yal V'yavo, you'd be saying Simcha. So if you say Simcha then, you say Simcha in the Me'in Shalosh as well. There's another answer to this whole question, which was given by the Rav, quoted also by others, not always in the Rav's name, but the Rav said it apparently, maybe others said it too. That is that the reason we don't add the addition of Al HaNisin in Me'in Shalosh is the following reason. After all, there's a very big difference between saying Al HaNisin in Tefillah and saying a Birchas HaMazon. We saw the Gemara that in Tefillah was obvious that we add Al HaNisin, Birchas HaMazon was a Shaila. But if you think about it, Al HaNisin in Tefillah has a much more natural transition from what we're talking about in Tefillah to what we add in Al HaNisin. Because after all, in Modim, we're talking about miracles. And from that, we go on to talk about the miracles that happen by Yom HaMizman HaZeh, Chanukah and Purim. When it comes to benching, we're not talking about miracles. We're talking about Nodel HaShem Elkeinu on the land, Al Arts Ve'al HaMazon, and HaShem Chal Tov HaSen, Retcham Tov Rechava. But the Gemara still is suggesting that one should still take the opportunity, once you're thanking HaShem for the Aretz, we should also thank Hashem for the miracles that He performed for us. But the basis of saying Al HaNisin maybe is not the same as adding Yalav V'yavo, adding Mitzvah, where what you're saying is Me'en HaMa'ora. You're simply recognizing the timing of the year. Where are you now? Recognizing it's Shabbos, it's Yantif, it's Rosh Chodesh. But the purpose of Al HaNisin is really, after all, to express thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hodah. To express Hodah demands a long nusach, as we have, describing the nature of the miracle, the nature of the mechamos, and as we describe in the long nusach of Al HaNisim. And therefore, when we say Al HaNisim in Tefillah, it's obviously linked in the sense that we talk about Hashem's miracles all the time, so we also go into detail to thank Hashem for His miracles that He performed in time of Chanukah, time of Purim. And so it is when it comes to benching. Although we're not talking about miracles, we're talking about thanks. And the Gemara says, when you talk about Hodah, you talk about Hodah in the sense of thanking Hashem, as we do by describing the events that occurred on Chanukah and Purim. This is not Me'en HaMa'ora. We don't have a special Chalos Kedushas HaYom on Chanukah and Purim in the same way that we have Yom Tovim and Shabbos. It's rather Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, what are you going to do in Al HaMichya? The whole bracha is an abridged bracha. Suddenly you're going to say Al HaNisim, it's going to become a whole long Nesach of Al HaNisim. Then you can defeat the whole purpose. The whole idea of Al HaNisim is to go into great detail about the miracles. And that makes sense when you're talking about Hodah as Hodah, be it in Tefillah, be it in Birchas HaMazon. However, Me'in Shalosh, which is by its very nature a concise bracha, you can't just simply say a sentence, because the purpose of Al HaNisim is not about a sentence. It's about describing, thanking Hashem exactly what he did and acknowledging what he did in great detail. And therefore, this simply doesn't relate to an abridged version of benching of Ein Shalosh to go into a long discussion about Hanisim. I want to conclude with a thought, a machshava, I think, in general, about Hodah. And that is, we mentioned before that the source of Hodah, the source of Al Hanisim in Tefillah, according to Rashi, is the Takan of Chanukah itself. And it lies in the words of the Gemara, L'shon Acheres Kiva'um V'asam Yom Tov V'Halel V'Hodah, namely, Halel. It's Halel Hodah is Al Hanisim. And yet, the Lashon is very striking, the language of the Gemara, the language of the Braisa. They made these days into days of Yantif Bihal V'Hodah. Wouldn't it have been more appropriate to use the language of they instituted that you should say Halel and you should say Al Hanisim? Rather, it puts it in a sort of indirect way. They made these days Yamim Tovim Bihalel with Halel and with Al Hanisim. I mean, why not just simply say they're Mitakin Al Hanisim, a recitation of Halel, a recitation of Al Hanisim? Rather, they focus on the days being days of Halel and days that we thank Hashem through Al Hanisim. Even according to the Rambam, one has to question the language used in the Braisa, because according to the Rambam doesn't have Al Hanisim as part of the Takan of Chanukah, as we mentioned. It's mentioned in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Beis. So how did the Rambam read these words of the Gemara? Apparently, and the Rav suggested this, as well, the Rambam understood, if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Mipnei ze hiskinu chacham sheba'oso hador, sheyu shmonos hayomim shetchilasan milel chafei bekislev yemei simcha v'halel u'madgikin bohen haneros. So in other words, how did the Rambam read the Gemara? They misak in these days of Yom Tov v'Halel v'Hodah. Halel is Halel. Hodah would be what? Hadlakas Haneros. Hadlakas Haneros is an expression of Hodah, as we say in the Nusach of Haneros Halel, which comes from Maseches Sofrim, which is an early Makor that we say Hidel Hodah So'al Shem Chagada. The purpose of the performance of Ner Chanuk is for Hodah, and therefore the meaning of v'Halel v'Hodah for the Rambam would be Halel and Hadlakas Haneros. So again, why doesn't it say that they're metaken, right, that they should be hadlakas haneros? Rather, they made these days into days of halel and hodah, meaning that you should light the candles. And even the Lashon of Rambam is that sort of like this sort of a dichotomy between that which we do and that which the takana was. The Rambam's Lashon again is, they're metaken that these days should be yemei simcha v'halel u'madviken v'en haneros, ki'ilu u'madviken, and they light. The Rambam should have said that they should be Yemei Simcha V'Halel V'Sheyadliku Behen, that defining the Takana as Takana of that they should light the candles. Why does the Rambam make it seem almost like a separate point? U'Madlikin Behen Aneiros. These are the two questions that bothered me in the language of the Gemara. There are many other questions, I think, that tie into this. One of them I'll mention, others I think we're out of time, we can't really dwell too much, but a very simple question. The way the mitzvah was given over to us, the Ner Chanuk, is that there's the way to do it for the basic obligation, there's Mahadmin Mahadmin, and the various shitas and Rishonim, exactly whether one builds on the other or not. But the point is, the mitzvah was given over to us with a frame of reference of there's a hidur here, you can do the hidur. I mean, we don't find this anywhere else. Many times, there's a notion of hidur mitzvah. So hidur mitzvah is whatever it might be in that particular case. Mila, this expression of Hidur, Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, Ein Ma'akvin, and whatever mitzvah it is, you can do it on a more Mehudar level. But when the mitzvah is defined for us, it doesn't get defined as, this is the mitzvah, this is the Hidur. Hidur finds its own application. Whenever you learn the mitzvah, you understand it's a level of Hidur. Here, the mitzvah is defined for us, given over to us with a, this is the mitzvah, this is the Hidur. Like, why is it somehow built into the mitzvah, and yet it's called Hidur at the same time? I'd like to suggest the following notion, idea about very basic idea of Hodah. There's almost a paradox here in Chanukah, because Chanukah, as we said, is about Hodah, thanking Hashem, thanksgiving. Now, to thank is to feel thanks, to feel gratitude, and you express what you feel. Now, when a person is told, say thank you, this is what you have to do, say thank you. There's almost an artificial quality to it. I can tell you about my children, you know, in whatever situation they might be in, if they say thank you. So it's so transparent, whoever it is that they say thank you to, that this is simply mitzvah anashim melumada, you know, or anashim, but mitzvah katanim melumada. This is simply because this is what they have to say, because they were told to say it. But it's almost a paradox. It almost defeats its purpose. It almost takes away from the genuine quality of it. Chazal was sensitive to this idea, that here you have the mitzvah hayom as hoda. One key aspect of Chanukah is hoda, to express thanks to Hashem. And yet when Chazal legislated the notion of Hadlakas HaNeros, which is, according to the Rambam, an expression of hoda, or legislated, according to Rashi, to say Al-Anisim, which is hoda, they were very sensitive to the fact that if they're going to come across as this is a chiyuv, that you have to be moda, it almost takes away from the genuine quality of the gratitude as it's expressed, and the feeling of gratitude that has to come as the essence of the mitzvah. The chetz of the mitzvah almost demands that it be a spontaneous expression, a gratuitous expression, that I'm doing not because I'm told that I have to do it, that I'm compelled to do it, but because I recognize that this is what I need to do, and I have to do it because I feel that I need to do it, not because anyone told me to do it. Perhaps this is why the dafka, the way the Chazal framed the takana of Al-Anisim, of Hadlakas HaNeros, was not that they were metaken that you should say thank you. They were metaken that the days should be days of Hoda, which now gives us room to be able to express our own individuality, each and every one of us, in the manner that we express the Hoda. Each of us does it from a genuine place within ourselves that feels genuine gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what we stand for. We recognize this is our stand, this is our expression of Hoda. This is why they built in Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, Mahadrin into the mitzvah. They wanted the mitzvah to be expressed in some way from the perspective of, I don't have to do it, but I'm choosing to do it. Because that makes the Hoda a real emes Hoda. If it's simply fulfilling an obligation, then there's something deficient about the Hoda. If it's my Hidur, if it's defined as Hidur, that allows the gratitude to be a genuine expression of Hoda. That's really the essence of Chanukah, and the essence of the story of Chanukah, because Lashkicham Torasecha, right? So we were in a situation where the Gzeiros was such that we would have no future as a living religion, right? So, is it our cheshbon? Whose cheshbon is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a situation. We can't do mitzvahs. The Gzeiros are, can't keep Shabbos, can't keep Mila. No, Anus Rachman Patre. The letter of the law says, I'm not mechuyiv, not mechuyiv, not mechuyiv. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is your issue, not my issue, not my problem. But what do we see in Chanukah? The Chashmonoim were ready to stand up for Torah mitzvahs beyond what was technically chayv or putter. The prism that they were looking through is not, am I chayv or putter? It can't be. Torah mitzvahs is too precious to us to just let it be whatever the Yevanim say, and let it be, after all, I'm putter. They recognize this is too precious. We take a stand for this because we recognize not about whether I'm chayv or putter, but rather this is what it has to be, because we can't stand anything else. We, there has to be a kiyum to Torah. That's why, again, in Ner Chanukah as well, they could have used any type of oil. They didn't have to use the shemen tohar and worry about how it's going to last. They could have, as the Rishonim say, Nachronim say, Tumahot Rebitzibor. The answer is, it's not about getting by. It's not about being yotzei. It's about doing what you feel is necessary in order to express your love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the essence of Chanukah. And that's why Chanukah has so much to do with renewal, atchitichel regel menashuk. So the Sfarim say regel doesn't mean foot. Regel also means hergel. The feeling of everything is just that, sure, I have to, I do it because Nebuch, it's Ratzis Ein Ayid, but I have no choice, I do it because I have to, and I fulfill my obligation, I check off the list. That's regel. Atchitichel regel menashuk. Chanukah is about renewal. Chanukah is about a feeling of freshness. Chanukah is about everything coming in a spontaneous way from who we are from within. And that's the essence of Hodah. Because Baruch Hu should give us a koach to be able to use Chanukah, hold the oras of Chanukah, to be able to infuse everything we do with that spirit of genuine Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be a Kiddush Hashem for us and all of us around us. B'yom lahem b'zman hazeh. Right. Right.
sign was so unclear and so late. I told him that if you add to a pre-existing sign and there's also a shear, people aren't even notice. Yeah, but I've been pushing him because I told him if you have a cardigo without a shear, so then you basically it's a way from time. Which is loses it. Each one has it like that. Yes, you have Chagigim both, but they're certainly not the same.
Yeah.
General issue.
At the lighting room tone, you're not able to say, even to see the full bench.